Let me say this right quick. You tarot readers out here, don't start with your stupid fucking readings because you listen to me and you heard me talk about a celebrity twin or somebody who's well known of mine, okay? Don't start with your stupid readings because of your jealousy. Because, see, I know the difference between good energy and bad energy. I know the difference between someone who's putting out an accurate channeling because it is of the Most High, and the difference between someone putting out a channeling because they want to try to split up or prevent a twin flame relationship. Because some of these readers out here were actually considered to be involved, or like some people who were doing spell work on others, slandering others, gang stalking others, and or just simply stalking on their own, or getting practitioners to work against other readings, one of which is my sister. Some people were trying to get others to gang up on her, as we recently exposed. There were some other readers who, the ones who were trying to gang up on her and who were slandering her, went to try to get them to ask, to try to get them to, how can I say, join in. And so I'm peeping game on your reading. Don't let me have to expose you. I have since unsubscribed because, see, I know how you people do. I know how you do. You put out readings to create doubt and dissension where there is none. So you put out a reading called Who's Dating a Celebrity? Because you sit on my channel and you listen to me talk about a celebrity twin and you hear other people talking about it. Well, first of all, I'm not dating a celebrity. And secondly, your red flag video was done out of jealousy, and my guides told me not to trust it. My guides also told me that you made that video about me and this twin of mine. So I would caution you to tread carefully, because I have advised my sister about you as well. Because my thing is this: why would the person who was recently slandering and attacking her, who is a tarot reader, go to you to try to get you to join in? Why would she even think that you were about that kind of petty, narcissistic, low vibrational behavior? See, that right there in and of itself is a problem. Why would that person, who had been called out openly by me and my sister, Kenyatta Numhika, also my cousin, past life sister, sister, cousin, okay? Why would that person who was openly called out and exposed and was caught in their lying-ass readings, faking pendulum readings and the like, feel that they could go to you, who just put out this celebrity reading, thinking that you might join in to attack Kenyatta? See, that's where your questionable character comes into play. And that is why I advise you tarot readers, just because you hear me talk about something on my channel doesn't give you right to then insert your energy into the situation or try to read on it publicly at that, and then try to sway me as if I can't trust this person. I'm not going, you know, like all that shit you were talking was bullshit because it's jealousy. Don't let me have to do a pendulum reading on camera and a tarot reading to find out what your intentions were so that the public can see as well. Because I don't think you would want that. You need to stay in your fucking lane. Now, you can read on whatever you want to read on, but I'm letting you know now. I picked up the energy off of that title because you know I was sub to you on both of my channels, but I've since unsubscribed. See, we know about you because my sister was sub to you, or is sub to you. Now, she may be, you know, busy right now, but I have since let her know my concerns about you, since you put your little Who's Dating a Celebrity reading up. Because see, even she knows that there are underlying people who would try to stand in the way or whatever, and she's been addressing that shit too, privately, you know, off of YouTube or whatever. Now, whatever God has is what God has. You're talking about red flags and who can't be trusted. Where is your twin flame? Where's your man? Do you have one? Have you ever been married? Or are you just sitting back reading on my situation out of jealousy? Because that's what it sounded like. The title gave me, I got a ping of jealousy. I know jealousy when I smell it, baby. I've told all you people this. I know it when I know it instantly when it hits my spirit. When I read the energy, I know when it's jealousy. I know when it's dissension. I know when it's cattiness, when it's petty, and when somebody's trying to influence me to shut down and to block people out for no good goddamn reason other than them trying to get me to shut down and block people out. You know, this was done to me last summer when I met a nice friend. I had bitches around me trying to get me not to trust him, trying to act like he's a horrible person or whatever. And I didn't have any evidence of him being such. Actually, he ended up being a better friend to me than people that had been around me 10, 15 years. 10 years or so. So he ended up being more of a support in stressful situations than those other people that had known me a lot longer. Matter of fact, he ended up being more of a support and a pillar of strength in stressful times of my life last summer than my own fucking so-called blood family at the time. So see, I just wanted you to know your reading is not swaying me one bit. But I do want to express genuine gratitude, sisterly love, and appreciation, and send much blessings and prosperity out to those of you who are reading properly. Now, be clear, I don't rely on nobody's readings for how I make my decisions. I don't rely on anybody except for no humans, is my point. I rely on the Most High and what they say. But I just wanted to put this little announcement out that if you think you're going to try to read my energy, read his energy, and then put up readings that are like a dig at me, tell my girl, don't trust him, you know, because it's a red flag and things ain't what it seems. Things ain't never what they fucking appear to be, just like things ain't clean with you. Right? Just like you are coming off to me as a fucking karmic. Right? See, the reason why I put you up on game about that other reader that was attacking people was because my sister had told me about you and I didn't want you to be taken advantage of by her. But then we found out that the reader was actually going to you trying to recruit you. So if anybody can be recruiting and recruited in, a witchcraft attack or a spiritual attack for no reason against the divine feminine, which is my sister, or any DF, if somebody can be recruited to join in with that kind of shit, that means you're a fucking karmic. Now, people can be tricked. People can be led astray. I'm not talking about, you know, people making mistakes or not knowing the full story. I'm not talking about someone coming to you with a partial story and telling you a lie and that, oh, Susie attacked me and Susie's, you know, did this, this, and this. Can you help me, sis, with this situation? People end up in situations like that because they have good hearts and they want to help their friend or their confidant or their family member or whatever, or their associate. I'm not talking about situations like that, making someone come off as a karmic. What I am saying is your reading let me know that you are a karmic, baby, because you are talking about a divine masculine that is connected to me through spirit and that I have been married to in many past lives. As a matter of fact, the Most High told me I've been married to him in a lot of fucking past lives. This man, you heard me talk about and you heard me say he's a celebrity or he's well known. You heard me say that, so you put up a reading called Who's Dating a Celebrity? Some Warnings and Red Flags, dated August 20th, 2021, yesterday. This man has been granted access to my fucking life story and my Akashic records because that's the level he's on. So I just want you to know, karmic reader, that your reading is not going to sway me from what the Most High has said to me. Now, this is the spell work that people do in their readings. I know this shit goes on, but I do wish much blessings, many blessings, okay? Much prosperity, abundance, and divine anointing be showered upon those prophetesses and prophets and readers and seers and mystics and clairvoyants and psychics out there that are reading energy properly and that are not doing shit just because of their own ego and their own emotionality or their own bitterness and jealousy and envy over another person or another or other people. I appreciate those of you that put out channelings that read the energy clearly and you know who you are. Now, I don't make my life decisions based off of a general reading for a collective or just a reading that some stranger puts out, because I can't trust necessarily, unless the Most High has told me, I can't trust the intentions of said stranger, just like I can't trust the intentions of this karmic reader putting out a reading about me and my twin. Okay. But I am going to continue on as I have been, and you know, like the Bible says, what God has brought together, let no man put asunder. So you can put out 1,000 readings that talk about who's dating a celebrity and the red flags. I won't see them anymore because I'm no longer subscribed to you, and none of it will matter. So your spell work through your reading and your neuro-linguistic programming, okay, and your subtle cues and your word witchery through your tarot readings will work on someone else, but they won't work here. Okay, everybody has something that they have to learn from. Everybody has a karmic cycle they have to go through at one period of time or another. Everybody got a fucking red flag here or there. Hell, my red flag is I'm feisty as fuck and I don't take no shit. My red flag is when people act like they can't be trusted, I'm unlikely to fucking trust them. That may be a red flag to somebody. I don't really care, because it's how I feel. So what red flags you're talking about, I didn't even get into the reading. I listened to 3 minutes of it. First, I felt the energy off of the title because I knew that the reading was directed at me and my twin. And then when I started listening to it, I could tell how you were strategically organizing your words to try to implant some kind of fear in me. Well, I thank those prophets, seers, and mystics and channelers out here who don't operate like that. See, they're the ones that I'm going to do work for. Meaning, they're the ones that I'm going to make sure spiritually get blessed as a thank you. You know what I'm saying? They're the ones that I'm going to ask the Most High to pour blessings out on, because they are having my best interests at heart, and they're not being nefarious, and you know, they don't have ulterior motives. So they're the ones that I'm going to seek to do special favors for in the spirit. But you and others like you that have heard, because I got a new twin. Well, he was, you know, because you've heard me talk about this king, right? You who are jealous and who think you're going to stop or delay something, you will not have blessings rained upon you. You will have curses if you don't stop. So I would suggest to you that if you want to do your celebrity readings or who's dating a celebrity reading, you do that, but you better keep my fucking energy out of it and his too. And I won't tell you again. So me, my sister, and others are now aware that this is what you are doing, trying to create a problem where there is none. Again, I'm not dating a celebrity, but a spiritual marriage and a spiritual kinship is much higher than anything in the physical. So I suggest you keep going in whatever vein you were going in with your readings before, and stop targeting your readings to my energy. Now, if you're going to target it to my energy, it better be fucking respectful. If you can't be respectful, I suggest you stop altogether. I suggest you find someone else to target your energy or channel for or whatever. But because if you're going to be disrespectful in your readings about me and him, you're setting yourself up for some problems, because I haven't done anything to you for you to be trying to create fear or create anxiety and apprehension and trepidation where there should be none. I don't have any kinds of upset in my spirit. So why your reading is putting that energy out, I don't, you know, I really don't understand what the purpose would be, other than you being used by that trash that we expose. And other than that, maybe just inherent jealousy, and also you being a karmic. Is this person a karmic? Yes, you're a karmic. So that's why, okay, so I understand why you would be reading for me and my twin, but trying to tell me that he's got red flags. Every fucking person on this planet has goddamn red flags. Where is your husband? Where's your man? Where's your nigga to put you up in a big house and to take care of you? Where is yours at before you speak on mine's? Now, I'm not saying mine's is in possession or together. I'm saying before you start reading on divine souls and trying to tell me about a red flag, the Most High ain't said nothing about the shit you talking about. So where the fuck did the shit you talking about come from? That's what I have to ask you. I know where it came from. I'm being rhetorical. I'm asking a rhetorical question. Where the fuck did it come from? Because the Most High ain't told me about none of that shit that you was talking about in the first 5 minutes. And I didn't listen past that. I unsubscribed, deleted that shit off of my watch history, told my fucking sister about it, and she'll get my message when it's time for her to get my message. And then I got on here. The Most High said, you need to speak on that. And I asked while I was listening, as soon as I hit play, I had already felt the energy off of the title of your video. Because see, I'm a real fucking psychic and medium and a telepath. So I can read the energy off of the title, off of the words, off of the fucking portal itself. I can read the energy off of the goddamn channel. I can read the energy off of your pictures. I can read the energy off of a lot of shit. See, your energy wasn't like that before. I don't know what the fuck done happened. Maybe it's this full moon in Aquarius. But see, I am the King of Swords. I am an Aquarius moon. So I'm going to get you together real quick. Don't let no more of your fucking readings be talking about me and my twin. Or you're going to have a fucking problem in the spirit. Because I haven't done anything wrong to you. And neither has my sister. And I just want you to know. Even she hasn't mentioned none of them stupid ass red flags that you're talking about or alluding to in whatever you said in your reading. Even she hasn't said nothing about that shit. We know what we know, and that's it. So stay out of my energy field unless you're going to be respectful and clear, succinct, and honest. Don't bring any more lying ass readings and word witchery and spells trying to put that over my energy field or over his or over my sister's or nobody else's that I'm connected to. Because you will get hurt like that. Now, you are a karmic reader. That explains why I had never fucking heard of you until my sister talked about your channel. Well, see, somebody, like I said, went to her. That was somebody that was attacking her and slandering her went to you to try to get you to join in. But you allegedly didn't want to get involved. Well, you getting involved now because you bringing up my energy and this and my twin. So you are getting involved in a way that's not appropriate. You don't need to be reading on me and my twin unless you're going to be respectful and unless you're going to come with clear, honest, right energy. Right. We all know the difference between right and wrong. We all know the difference between real channeled energy, real godly messages, and some bitch being salty and jealous and being used by lower forces, lower energies, negative ancestors or negative disincarnates and or darker powers that don't want me as the powerhouse that I am to unite with a powerhouse. Now, only the Most High knows what things are going to go which way. But I'm not going to tell you again. I'm not asking you. I'm telling you. Keep me and his energy up out of your fucking readings, karmic. Before you be the next one I expose. Because see, like I said before, we gonna root you hoes out. You ones that play both sides. And as soon as you hear a little something and you think that, oh, why she get to be with something? Because I did the work, bitch. Because I'm divine and because I have the rank that I have in the spirit. Because I am who I am. Why she get this? Why she get that? Because I've done the work. What the fuck are you doing? Other than trying to cause problems where there are none. Whatever red flags you're talking about, the Most High would have already revealed to me. Like I said, so I know that your reading is not coming from a good place. I know that. And I want the public to hear it. I'm not going to link your reading and I'm not going to call your name because you're not going to clout chase off of me. And I'm not going to give you any clout, rather. I'm not going to give you any clout. So I'm not going to call your name. Excuse me, or post any of your stuff. But I want you to know that I caught your little attempt at causing strife, and that's what karmics do. See, you weren't putting out readings like that before until you heard me mention that the man's well known and he's a celebrity in his own right. You weren't putting out readings like that before because I've been watching your titles. I don't get a chance to watch very many of your readings. As a matter of fact, I've never watched any of your full readings. I've watched a piece here and there, but you know, I mainly just, if I decide to watch it because of the title, I would click on, but I would usually get pulled away. That's how I know you're a karmic as well. Now, karmics do help DFs and DMs out here, so they do have good purposes sometimes, you know, but well, I would say all the time, because even learning lessons, even if it's through a karmic means, that's still a good purpose in the end. Like the Bible says, all things work together for the good of those who love God, okay? So even if a karmic is doing some fuck shit, it can still work out to be good for the person that's being done wrong, if the person who's being done wrong is divine or righteous. But I never watched none of your readings. I just couldn't get into it, and that's because my spirit was being repelled. So see, my sister may not have known you're a fucking karmic, but I know. But I'm not going to go and label everybody that I know is a karmic, because sometimes people have to learn. But now that I, you know, now that your behavior and your actions in that reading, or your actions with the reading and putting it up, have revealed you and solidified you as a karmic that wants to interfere with twin flames, and as a karmic that wants to try to shift my energy towards somebody that has not done anything wrong to me, okay, you're a fucking problem. And see, I don't think you want to become more of a problem to me, because that's how spiritual battles get started, and that's how people's lives get destroyed. And it won't be my life, because I, like I said, I didn't do nothing wrong to you, and he hasn't done anything wrong to me. So I don't know what the fuck you're talking about when it comes to red flags, and I don't know who pushed you up to put up that reading, or who, or what pushed you up, or what kind of spirit you got it, you're inhabited with, or what kind of spirits you deal with. But you are a karmic, and you better stay the fuck up out of my energy field and his. For the rest of y'all that read properly and that are transparent and honest and righteous in what you're disseminating, I appreciate that. Even though I don't mind a cold truth or a harsh truth or the real deal. I mean, y'all pretty much know how blunt I am with my own readings and with my own content. It's not about not liking the truth. It's about you lying in your fucking reading. You're making up shit. And my guy said that your reading was directed towards me. My pendulum confirmed your reading was directed towards me. And when I asked them, should I trust the reading, they said no. They said no three times. Now, and there's a train blowing in the background. Let me turn this off so you can hear it. Confirmation, bitch. Ancestors. Okay, so the spirits have come through and said your reading is not to be trusted. Okay. It's now 1:56 p.m., which is 1:11. The train blew in confirmation as well at the moment my pendulum was responding. So I know how to trust my intuition. When I know something ain't right, it ain't right. Okay? All right. So be forewarned that if I get wind of you putting out any more fucking deceptive ass readings that's meant to implant fear, you know, create a web of deceit or any of that shit over my life or his life or my sister's life or anybody that's connected to me that I care about, be forewarned that I'm going to deal with you. And we'll see how long, you continue to function as you are once I turn that energy on you. Because see, a lot of you people are just so problematic and jealous, and a lot of you bitches are possessed. But that's okay, because I'm an exorcist. I'm a trained exorcist as well. So I can help you with your problem. I can be your fucking remedy, or I can be your goddamn destruction. It's up to you. Choose carefully what you want from me. Do you want healing? Do you want abundance, love, protection, all that good shit that Archangel Michael and Venus can offer you? Or do you want the destructive side of Hades? that can fuck up your goddamn money and tear up your life. Because, see, I let people decide what they want from me. I always give people the benefit of the doubt. I always treat them right and with love how I want to be treated. I don't ever lead people astray. I don't ever want to lead people astray. If somebody is harming somebody, I'm going to tell them, like, that's not good for you. Like, I don't trust that, you know, something ain't right about that. If I end up being wrong, I'd rather be wrong and I'll say, okay, I was wrong. I was mistaken. I'd rather be wrong later than not warn a person at all if something's awry, something's deceptive, or something's dangerous with, the, you know, around them or in their situation. I'd rather warn them and then later be mistaken or be wrong or read it wrong than never warn them and end up being right. And I didn't say nothing. That's me. But your reading is not appreciated. And my ancestors and guides don't appreciate it. That's why that train came through at the moment I was talking about how it's a deceptive reading and it's full of lies. Okay. I've gotten a lot of fucking karmics up out of my energy field lately, including readers that have channels. Okay. I don't want to have to expose you. So I would appreciate it if you stop whatever the fuck you doing or planning on with my energy and his and or my sister's energy. I would appreciate it if you stop that shit, because, see, I'm not going to address it again publicly. I'm just going to start dealing with it spiritually. And then next thing you know, you'll be one of these defunct readers that disappear off the fucking platform like a lot of the other ones have. That have come up against me the wrong way and or were using their readings to try to attack me or their videos to try to attack me. Because what you are doing with that, you are attacking his character and you're attacking mine. Now, I ain't saying the man perfect because I ain't perfect. But you are doing that to attack his character so that I will feel some kind of way about it. You're trying to downplay my self-esteem. I've had this done many times before where as soon as I, you know, get in contact with somebody, it's usually a man. People want to downplay my self-esteem about it. They did that recently with me and Kenyatta. Kenyatta's not a man. People were, you know, doing magic to try to break us up because and the most petty reason why they were doing magic to try to break us up is because they felt like they weren't included. Well, damn, that's all you had to say is, I want to be, and I know people are not going to come out and say that, like, I want to be in y'all's club too. It was not a club. But I'm just saying that was one of the major reasons why people were doing what they were doing with slander, because they felt like they weren't included. And I'm like, well, what did you feel you weren't included in? I didn't know I was blood related to her. I didn't know we had these past lives until recently, but it's real shit. I can't help that. But it just goes to show how people will have that kind of respect for you and hold you in that kind of light that, damn, like, I want to be one of them. But then they're so mad about it that they'll attack you. Well, do you think that we want you to be one of us? Or do you think that we want you around us if you're going to attack us? Like, that's not the way to go. How you going to say, I want to be in y'all club, so I'm going to help try to destroy. Like, it's not a club, but I'm just saying, for example, how you gonna say that I want to be in y'all group or in y'all organization, or I want to be friends with y'all, but on the back end, you attacking us? That ain't the way to become friends with people. The way to become friends with people and be close to people is to be trustworthy and honest and straight up, and to keep your fucking ego and your narcissistic tendencies in goddamn check. Because, see, I'm going to weed you fucking hoes out. You karmics that are always coming behind me and it's a bird chirping in confirmation. You karmics that are always coming behind me with your readings or your videos or whatever. Every time I turn around, it's some more bullshit. It's 2:02 p.m. 11:11. I'm going to fuck every one of you bitches up that tries me. And now somebody might say, well, you can't fight the whole world. The whole world ain't trying me. It's select few. It ain't about fighting the whole world. It's about dealing with my own fucking battles and my own goddamn karmic situations and cycles. Hell, every time I have a battle, I level up spiritually. So y'all are helping me when y'all do this shit. That's why I said there are good aspects to karmics too. But I will say this, just because someone fighting me actually helps me in a variety of ways that they can't even fathom, doesn't mean that I am going to sit idly by and let you do it without any repercussions. And your reading is disrespectful as fuck. And I want you to know that man got some real, real, and I'm saying that man that you're referring to, my twin, he's got some real serious spiritual gifts. And so does his family, as I said before. Now they're going to find out who the fuck you are. Because his line is not against me. My line is not against him. We've been married multiple times before. So, for the Most High to let him get into my Akashic records and see my life story, for the Most High to allow him to see all of that, that means he's ordained to see all of that. So what red flags are you talking about, baby? Because see, you's young and dumb too. And you fancy yourself to be more than you are. And that's why a lot of you karmics need to run into women like me. Because you need to be put in your fucking place and knock down a couple of pegs, more than a couple of pegs. You need to have your fucking ladder broke in a couple of pieces, broke in two. And as the Bible talks about, you need to sit on the ground and mourn in sackcloth and ashes. Because you fucking with somebody that you don't have no idea about. The reason why you're doing it is because somebody either pushed you up to it, one of them damn spirits you deal with push you up to it, or because you're just jealous and narcissistic, and just because you're being a karmic. Because there's no other reason for you to be putting a reading out like that, because nobody else is putting a reading out like that about me and him. So why are you the only one doing it? And you can't use the excuse as, oh, I'm different than them. Yeah, you are different, but at the same time, nobody else is putting no negative shit out for me and him. Why are you? See, that's always a fucking problem. Now, while you base your readings on time, what you need to understand is time is not your fucking friend. Because Pluto, aka Hades, me, and Saturn are very fucking tight. Me and Dark Primordial Mother are very fucking tight, also known as the Black Cube, the Black Madonna, we're very fucking tight. See. So, I would caution you not to do that shit no more. You read however you want to read, but keep my energy up out of that shit, and his too. And I will know if you do it again. Not because I'm, you know, looking at your page, and I'm just saying, I'll know. They'll let me know somehow. They'll let me know in my dreams. They'll let me know in spirit. They'll send me a message somehow that you're doing that shit if you decide to continue. And see, that's going to be the green light for me to go ahead and do what I need to do. People get what they give to me. If somebody's respectful, transparent, etc., they, you know, I don't have no problem. It's love, it's respect. But when it starts to get over into you tapping into my energy and tapping into his and then putting lies on top, that's a problem. Nobody asked you to do a reading on us. And I don't care about people doing that. I encourage people, if you want to read, read, but you need to keep, if you're going to do a public reading. See, I know the difference between you reading because you are led and the difference between someone reading because they're doing spell work. And yours would be the second. Yours would be the latter. Yours would be you're reading because you want it to be spell work. Now, you put out a reading, another reading. I'm going to look at it right quick. Because I forgot to, and I noticed this shit the other day. That's how I know, because it's been a couple of readings you've put out in the last week since I started talking about this twin that are suspicious to me. And like I said, if you want to keep on out, next time I'll do a, I'll be exposing you. Warning messages. Who's dating a celebrity? Take heed of these red flags. Karmic reading. A lying reading. Messy karmic situation. This person talked about you like a dog. They want back in. That's my ex. Everything under the moon, mean and unfiltered, exposing these hoes. Watching Fatal Attraction with a Twist, that's my ex. And again, I don't mind people picking up on energy, but this last one you did, warning messages, who's dating a celebrity, I don't appreciate that shit, because I know that's bullshit. The evil eye, the more they try to stop you, the more you rise. Secrets are out and somebody wants revenge. Who these men lusting over you, DF? They want you bad. Pedophiles. This reading done made me cuss. STD test. Scared straight due to an STD or STD. They being nice, but don't let this person fool you. They did you dirty. What you're not meant to find out will piss you off. Yeah, this last one, who's dating a celebrity, I don't appreciate that shit at all. Why they went ghost, they didn't think you were serious about them. They're being nice, but don't let this person fool you. Heavy stalking, they park outside your house. That a lot of these are my ex, but this last one you put out 7 hours ago, who's dating a celebrity, that's about me and my twin. Okay, you know, nah, don't do that. I'm telling you ahead of time, like I've warned these other karmics, don't do that shit, because I've warned you karmics before about putting out readings meant to break up twins, and your readings being spell work. The women that do this, their readings being spell work meant to keep twins apart, and also having word codes and word witchery and shit like that to incite fear and dissension and strife and all that shit where there is none. Nah, don't do that, because see, that's how you end up with a curse, and not just one curse, you end up with a problem. That's how you end up with heavy karmic debt, because you're putting out something that is, as the synchronicity confirmed, the train confirmed, you're putting out something that is very deceptive. And that's all I got to say about it. 2:09 p.m. It's 11 on 8/21/2021, which is Saturday. Okay. Watch your ass with me, karmic. Guys, is this reading? Wait a minute. Let me pause this, because I'm going to turn this around. Hold on. So, hold on. I'm going to pause this. Just one sec. Okay. Impromptu. I just want to come over here and get my mat. You can see no is this way. Yes is this way. When my pendulum, when it spins clockwise like this, it means yes. Okay. This is rephrase. And they will say that if they don't understand a question, and this is maybe, you know. So I'm going to ask. I'm not holding my wrist because I have to hold the camera, but you can see that my hand is not moving. So I'm going to make sure I hold my arm very, very straight. Okay. That way you can see, is this reading that was put out by this reader about me and my twin flame, the celebrity reading, is it about me and my twin flame? Okay, yes. All right. Was this reading intended to create doubt and strife between he and I? Clockwise spin is a yes. Can you point to the answer, please? Yes. Okay. Is this reader who did the reading called Who's Dating a Celebrity, is she a karmic? Is she a karmic, meaning not a divine feminine? Yes. Now I'm going to ask again. Is this reader who put out the reading asking about who's dating a celebrity, is she a divine feminine? Is she a divine feminine? No, she's not. So it said no twice. It says she's a karmic, meaning not a divine feminine, which is yes, she's a karmic. And when I asked if she's a divine feminine, they said no. So now I know that I'm right on the money, okay? Does her reading have negative spell work attached to interfere with me and my twin flame? Yes. Can you point to the answer, please? Yes. Okay. Now, Did someone tell her to do this reading to try to create doubt? Did someone tell her to do this reading? Yeah, a lot of these bitches are paid. Yes, someone told her to do it. Okay, let me ask this. The reader who was attacking Kenyatta and slandering her, who astral projected into her house, who was doing fake pendulum readings on her, does this reader work with the one who did the celebrity reading on me and my twin? Do they work together? No, they don't. Okay, but did this reader who slandered Kenyatta seek out this one who did the celebrity reading on me and my twin? Did she seek her out so that she might help attack Kenyatta? Did she seek her out? Yes, so my sister was not lying about that. So that person did seek you out. Now, does this reader who did the celebrity reading on me and my twin, does she watch my channel? A lot of karmics do, obviously. Yes, you do. Now, hold on. Let me station my arm again. I'm going to ask again. Does this reader who put out the celebrity reading, who's dating a celebrity, about me and my twin, does she watch my channel? Does she watch my channel? Yes. Okay. Now, this is naturally a heavier pendulum. My pendulum does swing wild with a lot more force, but this is impromptu, so I don't have it all charged up in here like I usually do. But it's still answering correctly, okay? Now, I'm going to pause this and grab my other pendulum because I want to switch to my other one. Just one sec. Okay, so I grab my other pendulum. This person, is she jealous of me and my twin? Is this person jealous? That's a yes. Can you point to the answer, please? Yes. Okay. Did she only start doing this who's dating a celebrity reading because she heard me talk about him? And you can see the pendulum is quivering on its own and I'm not moving it. Did she only start doing this who's dating a celebrity reading because she heard me talk about him? Okay, yes, she did. Okay, now I'm going to ask this question. Will curses and calamity befall her if she reads on us again? If she reads on us again, will curses and calamity befall her because she's envious and jealous? You can see my arm's not moving. Okay, can you point to the answer, please? Yes. Okay. All right, thank you. The warning that I gave for other karmics who are going to be running their mouth or thinking they're going to run their mouth, was that a proper warning of impending judgment if they start reading on us without divine permission? Can you point to the answer for me, please? Yes, so you other ones that are thinking about it will get it too. Be careful who you're running your mouth about in your fucking readings. Is this reading that she did called Who's Dating a Celebrity, is it karmic spell work? Is it karmic spell work? Yeah, pretty much. This is the strongest answer I've gotten since I've been doing this little mini reading. Yes, it's karmic spell work. So that's a very strong answer. Can you point to the answer, please? So since you've got karmic spell work that you did against me, I'll make sure I send your shit back to you and remove that energy, okay? I'll make sure I do that. All right? Okay, sorry. I'm trying to slow it down. Do I need to send this energy back to her? Do I need to send it back to her? No. Okay. Do I need to repel this energy in any way? Do I need to repel it? Yes, I do need to repel it. Okay. Which I've already started doing. Okay. Can you point to the answer for me, please? Yes. Okay, so I do need to repel it. Okay, do I need to do any other clearing of this karmic spell work that she attempted with that reading? Do I need to do any other clearing? No other clearing required. Okay. And I wanted to ask, now of course everybody has free will, but will she be attempting this again? Will she be attempting this again with our energies? No. Okay. Okay, thank you. Will there be other karmics involving doing deceptive readings on me and him? Will there be other karmics once this video's up doing it? No. Okay, well, good. Let this serve as your only fucking warning, because next time I'm not gonna say nothing. I'm just gonna get busy.